teacher, you know, in other words, the Hashgoche Potis is, there are two kinds of Hashgoche Potis. There is Hashgoche Potis Tibis, and there is Hashgoche Potis Nisis. I mean, the Ramban discusses it in Parsha Mishpotim, and in Parsha Bishalach. Ramban is in many places, but first time he discusses it is in Parsha Bishalach, I think. Vayimer im shamea tishma lekir ha'ishem lekecho, vayosha bein uftase, vazamto mitzveiso vishamarto kol chukov, kol amachla shasamto b'mitzrayim, lo yosim alecho ke'ani ad Hashem rifecho. This one place. Also in Mishpatim, very briefly in Mishpatim, he discusses Hine yoneich shaleach maloch lefanecho lishmorcho baderech ulaviach al amok mashachenezi. Then in Chakesai, ונוסעתי שולם באורץ, ושכפתם ומחרי, והשבעתי חי רום מן האורץ, וחרב לסבא בעציכם. And then, משפוטים again, where he discusses it greater length than in connection with the פסיק, הניחש שליח מלך לפניך. ורפי ירפי, מכאן שניתנו רישוס לרפי, לרפייס, so there he discusses. But the gist of all these Rambans is that there are three kinds of Hashgoche Pratis. There is Hashgoche Pratis Tivis. The usual Hashgoche Pratis is carried out within the framework of nature. Framework of nature. It's not Shalei B'derech HaTeva. That's why many people, unfortunately, don't see the Hashgoche Pratis, because the Hashgoche Pratis is usually harnessed within the framework of nature. Within the framework of nature, let's say if a certain person, let's say, has a certain sickness, and then he becomes cured, and no one understands how he was cured. I mean, I read about it. But then, before the antibiotic drugs were discovered, So then we know of stories where certain people, seemingly by chance, happen to eat moldy food. What is penicillin? It's moldy food. So in other words, so that's Hashgoche Pratis, but Hashgoche Pratis is carried out within the framework of nature. So that's why people don't see Hashgoche Pratis. They don't want to see, because that's Hashgoche Pratis Tivis. Then there is Hashgoche Nisis. Hashgoche Nisis. But Hashgoche Nisis does not necessarily involve an infringement, a violation of the laws of nature. And then there is, it's not Keneged HaTeva. It's Nisis, but it's not Keneged HaTeva. It doesn't involve the violation of the laws of nature. And then, let's say in the Midbar, so there was Hashgoche Pratis that completely not based upon the laws of nature. I mean, when the Israelites ate man, I mean, so that's Keneged HaTeva. But of course, the Hashgoche Nisis that is Keneged HaTeva, that That took place in the Deira Midbar. But then after the Deira Midbar, it didn't take place. And what is that? What? By Srishan. Sometimes, but not all the time. I mean, let's say, when the Eish came down Hashemayim to consume the Karbonis. So that was repugnant to the laws of nature. But in Baal Shem, it didn't take place. But Hashgocha Nisis, that did not involve a violation of laws of nature, that existed in the time of Baal Shem too. As a matter of fact, there is the Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael, in one of his psiches, I don't remember which, so he explains the posik in Mishpotim. That's not like the Ramban's pshat in the Pasuk Mishpatim, but Tiferes Yisrael explains it. Hinyanich shaliach malach lefanecho lishmorcho baderech lehaviacho lamokim asher nesi shoma miponof ushma bekelei al tama bei kilo yiso vishachem kishmi bekir bei kim shomei atishma bekelei vosiso kol asher adaber voyafti sivecho vitzarti sivarecho ki yilach malach lefanecho veviacho lameiri veachiti veachrizi veaknaya achivi veivusi vechatif. So then Rashi says, Kishmi Bikir Bei Rabsein Omru Ze Metatron Sheshmei Kishem Rabbe Matatron Bigimatriye Shakai Shin Dalet Yud. So the verse Yisrael explains it. Metatron, we see from Chazal, the Gemara in Gige, whenever Metatron is mentioned, he is the Sara Teva. So in other words, metatron means the laws of nature. It's the laws of nature, they operate also through Hashgoche. But that's the natural, the usual Hashgoche, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam guides the world through the laws of nature. So people don't see it. They think, I mean, it's just like that. But that's the Hashgoche Protis. So that's metatron. The first Israel says that. Anyway, so what Rashi means, he says, Malach Shalei Umelitzolov means that an Odom has mazel. Why does he have mazel? So one pshat in Rashi is he has intelligence. The other pshat is, no, not intelligence. Sometimes it happens to a person who is not intelligent at all. But and it doesn't happen to people who are geniuses. It has nothing to do. It's because of the Hashgoche Protis. But the Hashgoche Protis usually works through the laws of nature. The laws of nature. So that is the pshat in the Rashi here. Now, there is a halacha, the treifei nechayim. So Teisves in Chametam says in Chulin that that only applies to treifas behemoth. But it doesn't apply to Treifa Sodom. So Treifa Sodom is Chayo. Treifa Sodom is Chayo. And why? Sometimes says because Odom is Lemazl. So it's again the same pshat. In other words, because now, let's say in the union of Treifa, the Treifa in Chayo, let's see the Lashon HaRambam. We're not learning Chul now, but
Daniel, when it says
Iuli
Chazi of Mazlai
Chazi,
what would that mean over there?
You know what it would mean? Mazlai Chazi, the unconscious. Mazlai Chazi, this is according to modern psychology. When a person, all of a sudden, many people, doesn't have to be neurotic. He can be the most normal person. But all of a sudden, he starts trembling. He doesn't know why. Why? According to modern psychology, it means that in his unconscious, he's overtaken by great pachat, by great fear. That's the Gemara. Haiman the Mivis, one who gets scared, and he doesn't know why he gets scared. All of a sudden, it happens to everybody. I know it happens to me, so I suppose it happens to everybody. So, afal gavdiyu lechoze, mazol lechoze. So mazel means something hidden. According to the second Pshat Rashi. And as a matter of fact, there's no machlekes, because here the atulishen is what mazel means here. Or muedli odom have muedli behemo. Or mumche liodom loy have mumche behemo ligabe kameye. But mazel sometimes, even according to the first Lashon Rashi, means the hidden things, I mean, that are satiric, that we cannot even understand. But that to ishenes, what the meaning of mazel here? So mazel, yeah, because the intelligence of the person is also, in final analysis, it's a very hidden factor. Never mind, I mean, you think. Intelligence, sometimes we the most intelligent person doesn't know how to cope with the simplest problems, and sometimes a most stupid person knows exactly how to cope with the most serious problems. So in final analysis, even the intelligence, what we call adaptability, it's not so simple, it's not explicable, it's because it is done for Hashgacha Pratis. The Hashgacha Pratis has many shluchim. So the intelligence of the person is a shliach. Sometimes it's something else is the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch. So in other words, mazel means something hidden. So afal gavdiyu choze maz, afal gavdiyu loy choze mazole choze also means that. Now let's see the Loshon HaRambam. First of all, Tesves daf mem beis am beis. The Baramashol veOmer Rav Yudah Mashmuel v'chein l'treif. We're not going over the whole sugi, but the Mishnah mentions certain treifes b'beim. Elu treif b'beim. There's a veishep, there's a geres, nikat treifel meach. I mean, is yutches treifes. All in total, it's yutches treifes. What? Halach l'mishmesinai. But treifes. One man domar and we pass on like that is three for in a chayo. Three for in a chayo. So then what? No, you can't live here. More than Yudvei's Chedesh, it cannot live. So Miseife, so then Teisve says a certain kashe that the Gemara says here that Nikav Akrum Shomeach, the membrane of the brain, so is treife. But we see that an Odom can live even if it's Nikav HaKruv Shel Meach, only if the Meach was completely shattered. So Tam says, the Rav Yudah Likoya Golgeles, Salgadaito, the Chisoron, the Golgeles, Havoim Akrum, Ubehemo Mitrifo Binkives Akrum Lechude, Avodom Disli Mazle Boye Chisoron Golgeles, Im Nikivas Akrum. In other words, Odom Disli Mazle, so it does not become a treife, unless the Nikav Akrum is coupled with a diminution of the whole skull. But just Nikav Hakum by itself, without the diminution of the skull, so he can live. He can live in normal span of life. Why is Odom different than Behemoth? Because Odom is limas. Then Tesis as Sikash. Umiu koshe di bisomo gabi hodom rabiude nikva hamoro treif. Rabiude says that if the gallbladder is perforated, it's also treif. The makshali rabbonim iev. So, because iev said that his gallbladder was completely perforated and he still lived. Rabbi Yude said, because it was Maisenis. B'derach HaTeva, Iev couldn't have lived. But it was Maisenis. But the question is, so what kind of a kashi is it? From the Rabbonim to Rabbi Yude, according to Rabbi Netam, what kind of a kashi? Iev was a human being. So Odom is Limazle. But Behime less Limazle. So Mele, if the gallbladder is perforated, so is it treif. So it's a kashi against Rabbi Netam. So, ve'eid likamon gabe adumo ve'yoreiko k'sheiro ma'ise mil rabnosen shebos lifonof isho shemolo ezno alme ma'ide chaye ve'odom chaye name behemo. So another kash against Rabbi Tam. So what is the teretz against Rabbi Tam? Now the Rambam Rambam paskens, of course, the treifa in a chayim. Mentions in the first Mishnah Letreifes, Yutres Treifes, and all the Yutres Treifes is Enochai. Then Dafnun Dalet, the Mishnah Chum, mentions Veiluk Sheres Behim, Nikva Gageres, Oshinis Diko. Then Nikva Leve, Loy Beshole, Nishbela Shedre, Veli Nitzakahuchalo, Nitla Kovid, Nishtairim and Kazais. Hemses ubis akisish nikvazelis erze nitalatchul nitlaklois nitalachi atachte. So it's clear. So how about lachi elie? So many rishonim say that is certainly clear that the pshat in the Mishnah is nital lachi atachte in the lower jaw. He was removed. So it's kshiro, and the lechi elyon, in other words, the cheeks and the everything is removed. So it's certainly kshiro. But the Rambam shiti is to the contrary. The Rambam says, inasmuch as the Mishnah emphasizes nital lechi atachtein, so it implies only nital atachtein is kshiro, the lower jaw, but the upper jaw, so then it's treif. So the Rambam says, in Pirkei Mechashrita Alocha Chav Gimel, lechi elyon shenital treif, avo limital atachte, ki in shenigma madmikim asimonim, v'lo inekro harei ze meteres. So the question is, ein lecho lehisif al treif shemonu chachom? And the Rambam himself mentions, The Rambam himself mentions in Perek Yud in Hilchas Shechita. So he mentions Halacha Yedveis. So he says, "Ve'in lehesif al treifas elu klal shekol shiira lebehema oy lechayo oy leif chutz meilu shemonu chachmideris arishenim v'iskimu aleihem bibatidine Yisrael efsha shetichye." So in other words, we cannot be meisif on the treifes of the Chazal. So even if all the doctors say, let's say, now let's, for example, nitlo akloyes ikshir. If you ask a doctor today, suppose if one kidney is removed, so he said that he can live a normal span of life. Normal span of life with one kidney. But if you remove both kidneys, so they'll tell you he cannot live. So can anybody say, well, since the doctors say that a behemoth couldn't live with both kidneys being removed, so it's treif? No, so there's the aloha. Ainly he sif al treif is ilu klal. She kol she yira li behemo ili chayo ilayif. Chutz meilu she mono chachmidiris or sheini. והסכימו עליהם בבתידין ישראל אפשר שתחיה ואפילו נדע לנו בדרך הרפואה שאין סעיף על יחיס. So there is a deal כמו ראש הרמב"ם. Of course, אין לנו היסיף על טריפה שמונה חכם. So ממילא, let's say, somebody will say, oh, there's another טריפה. ניתלו שתי אקלות. Because you can't live. Every doctor says that. Everybody knows that not a behemoth, not a human being could live without a single kidney. So we're not allowed to do that. It's not allowed to do that. So does it mean that the doctors are wrong? We could say no, the doctors are not wrong, because the isa treife is not based upon the fact that the behemoth cannot live. True, the Gemara says treife nechaya, so that's a simen. In other words, if there is a suffix in the behemoth, whether it's a treifa or not, so then we lock her up and we keep her for 12 months. If she survives 12 months, so it's a raya, she's not a treifa. So it's a sin. As a matter of fact, the Yamsha Shlimishiti is that rough behemoth treifa is in a chaya, but there is a mute behemoth that are chayas. The Rashbo says, no, the contrary. The Rashbo in the Tshuva says, the treifa in Achayo doesn't mean Rov behemoth can't live more than 12 months. It means no behemoth can live, even a mute behemoth cannot live more, can survive for more than 12 months. But how about we know that? So it's Maisenissim, he says. But the Mashal Shiti is, treif in a chayim means rov behemes treif is in a chayis. And the Miri mentions such a shit. The shit of most Roshanim is not like the Mashal. Not like the shit that the Miri and Chum mentions. That it means no behemo is chayim. No behemo. But it doesn't mean that the treifo is the sibe of the Yisar. The fact that it cannot live is the cause of the Yisar. That's a simen. And suppose there'll be nishtana teva. There are certain things that nishtana teva. I mean, Rishenim say we got betreifes. Une divode. So, nishtana teva. Nishtana teva, gabi une divode, the rose-like une, you know, lobe of the lung. So it's nishtana teva. But, so suppose there'll be nishtana teva. And nikaf, let's say hakeres, will be able to live. Could be nishtana teva. It'll still be awesome satreife, because it's not the inner chayo that is the cause of this satreife. Treife is a treife because of the loch leshem Sinai. So there it has treifes. You see, there is one man domar who says treifa chayo. So what do you say? It's a machlekes whether the inner chayo is the cause of treif, or just exerts a cause for lochem Sinai. So just as a current mandoma who says treif or chayo, so we have to say that the inner chayo is not the cause of the Yisra, but just the semen. It's a statistical fact. It's not an essential fact. It's a statistical fact. So, Mele, why does the Rambam have to say, in Judah, ואין להי סיף על טריף הסילו כלל שכל שאיר על בהמו ולחיו ולעיף חוץ מאלו שמונו חכמדירס על שנים והסכימו עליהם בבודדים עם ישראל אפשר שתחיה ואפילו נדע לנו מדרך אופו השאין סיף על יחיס Why does he have to argue with the doctors? And Rambam is not the kind of a person who just had a negative attitude towards science that everybody knows. Here the Rambam says with such certainty, he said, "Shekol sheira lebehimo lechayo leif chutz meilu shemonochach mederes arshenim v'iskimu aleim bebatidini yisroel efshe shetichze." Never mind what the doctor said. They don't know. They don't know. Why do they say that without a single kidney, so it's impossible to live because they haven't discovered a way to enable a person or a behemoth with both kidneys being removed to live. They don't know, but sometimes it'll be able to live. How does the Rambam know that? Let the Rambam say, "Ein lehisif al atreifes," because the isa treife is based upon the Aloch Lerish Misinai. Live or not live, it doesn't matter. It's only a statistical fact. In case we don't know, so we lock up the behemoth and we watch her whether she survives for 12 months or not. How does the Rambam know? Then there is another Aloch, Aloch Yitimu. V'chein elu shemonu v'omru shehein treif. Af al pi sheyire b'darke afuah shebiyodeinu shemikzos aneinu memisim. V'efshah shetichye mehen. Ein licho elu ma shemonu chachomim shenemar al pi atir asher yeruch. Here is the other case. Let's say Nikvore is a treif. Suppose the doctor say Nikvore can live a normal span of life. All the doctors say that. I mean, you can, there are ways, surgery or antibiotics, all kinds of ways of therapies. So does that mean that the dini treife will change chas v'shalom? No. But so here the Rambam could also say, never mind what the doctors say. There is no cure. Here the Rambam doesn't argue with the doctors, you see. In Aloch Yidveis, the Rambam argues with the doctors. How is the Rambam sure that the doctors are wrong? Why are they wrong? Why couldn't we say the isa treife has nothing to do with the chay or not chay? It's just a statistical fact. Some mele, it's based upon the Aloch Lemesh Messina. If certain markers, the Aloch Lemesh Messina declares them as treife, live, not important. It's only a statistical fact. It's important in case of a Sofi. So, no. And the Mashal Shiti is certainly like that. He says, Miut Beim as treife sachayis can live even in a normal span of life. So the Rambam argues with the doctors. But in the other case, where there are certain treifes, the doctors say they can live. Let's say Nikvare. All the doctors say today that he can live Nikvare. So there the Rambam doesn't argue with the doctors. He says they are right, he can live. But it's a treife anyway. Why is it a treife? Because it's Halacha Mishmisin. So the Nitziv in his Perush HaMikdovo and Chumash, especially in the Harchev Dovo, he elaborates on that. And the Posik Ubosa Basode Treifel is a Chelo, he says that according to the Rambam, there are two alochas of Treifes. One aloch of Treifes is based upon the aloch of Mesh Messina. That's the first mission of Treifes. You trust Treifes, aloch of Messina. Two Treifes in a Chayo, even in respect to the you trust Treifes, so we say Treifes in a Chayo, so that's only a statistical fact. And that statistical fact has reference to the case where no therapy is administered to the behemoth. No therapy is administered to the behemoth. In other words, if a behemoth has a perforated lung and no therapy is administered, then, as a statistical fact, So it cannot survive for 12 months. But with therapy, she can survive longer and longer, and maybe with therapy, it can even live a normal span of life as if nothing had happened. But so why is it Hashem Satrefen? Then the Rambam mentions Nitlechi Elyon, that is a treife. So the Chachmeluni in Leskin, because the Mishnah mentions, how come he says that in Lon Lehisivala Treifes? So the Rambam says, Chas v'sholem, he was not Mehisivala Treifes, but that's implicit in the Loshna Mishnah, since the Mishnah says, Veiluk Sheres Bebeimo, Nitlechi Atachtein. Why does it say nitlecha tacht? Nitlecha bein tachtin bein elyon. So other rishonim say even lecha tacht. That is inside. So it's clear. Haskama lechama lecha elyon. That is outside. It's certainly clear. But the Rambam says no. The Mishnah emphasizes nitlecha hatachtin is clear. But lecha elyon is not clear. Why? Because it cannot live. That's known, he says, to doctors. That's what the Rambam says in the Tshuva. That's known to the doctors because if all the jaws are removed, so then it will interfere with the breathing. The elements of nature will kill the wind. I mean, if the lechi elyon is removed, so then it will, in the long run, it will not be able to breathe properly. So mele, it is in a chayo, so it's like. But the question is, but what is chayo or not chayo to do with this atreife? So the Netziv says, according to the Rambam, there are two alochas and treifes. One aloch is, as the Rambam himself points out, Perkei Milchus Shrite. Kvar be'arnu Milchus Yisurim Acholes. Sha'atrifa amura b'tiru anita lomus. So he defines it anita lomus. So you see, it's not a statistical fact. A simen. He defines treife in terms of anita lomus. V'lo nema treife elo shedibar akosu behive ki shetofa arid ha'yese be v'yishovro v'adayin l'meiso v'yeishom haloi ma'aloha be'yises ויישום חלויים אחרים אם ירו לו תחשב טריפה ואין הלוך למשל מסיבה. So drusho where a lion tore up, and he broke her, but she's still living. That's the Iker Shem Treife. But there is other treifes of הלוך למשל מסיבה. So in other words, so Nitziv says, this is a Pshat Merambam. There are two הלוכס of treifes. One is drusha, mamish, drusha. So then it's treife because it's natal omus. Mimele, anything where it's natal omus and there is no possible cure is also treife, like drusha. And nitlechi elyon, the Netziv says, because the Rambam says, if everything, all the jaws are removed, so then it's impossible for the behemoth to breathe properly. So it's natal omus, and there couldn't even be a cure, a medicine, because it's all exposed. You know, the lung, if it's nitlecha elyon, the lung is exposed to all the elements of nature. So mele, it's impossible to live. So then it's treife like drusha. But then there is another treife. So there the nechayo is only simen. And the simen is if no therapy is administered. But if therapy is administered, so Nikva Reya could live a normal span of life. But if it's a sophic, whether it's Nikva Reya or not, we close up the behemoth in a certain room and we feed her and we take care of her and we watch whether she'll survive for 12 months. Since no therapy is administered, so as a statistical fact, it couldn't survive. But that's not the Isa. That's not the cause of the Isa Treife. Even if it will be Nishtana Teva, it will still be affected with the Isa Treife. That's what the Netziv says. So I think that's the Pshat Rabbetam. Rabbetam says that there's a difference between treifa behemah and treifa adam. By behemah, it's lesli masle. So then, if it's just nikar krum shomeach, the membrane of the brain was perforated without a chisong in the skull. So it's a treifa because lesli masle. By treifa sodom, let's say ligabi the aloha of gavaktele. What is negiya treifa sodom ligabi aloha of gavaktele? So the Rambam says in Hilchas Ritzeiach Ushmiras Nefesh. Doctors have nothing to say about it. Nothing. Who shouldn't pay attention to doctors? But the Gavir Aloha of Gavir Taylor by Odom, he says we should pay attention to doctors. If a doctor says that he can live, so then he's not a Gavir Taylor, he's Chayiv Misa if somebody kills him. If the doctor says that he cannot live, so then he's a Gavir Taylor and he's Potam Misa's best. For example, but that can change, you know, what the doctors say changes from time to time. Let's say I remember when I was a child, and if I saw someone who had tuberculosis, so then everybody said, well, he's going to die within a few months at most. And that's the way it was then. Then, today, so in those days, if somebody killed a tuberculosis person, so yeah, they didn't have a Gavir Taylor, he's brought a Mrs. Bezen. But today, if somebody will kill a tuberculosis person, he'll be hired Mrs. Bezen. Let's say there are certain sicknesses, terminal cancer, when the doctor say he cannot live more than a few months, few weeks. So then if somebody will kill him, he'll be a Ritzeach, of course. But he'll be part of Mrs. Bezen. But maybe 5 years later there'll be a cure, so he'll be hired Mrs. In other words, briefly, in regard to Treifa Sodom, it depends upon the ability to live or not. So that can change according to the advancement of medicine. But Masha'in Kein, Ligabe, Treifas Behemo, so there are two alochas of Treifa. One is grounded in the alocha of Misinai, so it doesn't matter altogether. Then there is another alocha, like Nitlecho Elien, that is a treife because natal almost, like drusha, natal almost. So their natal almost doesn't mean bimtzias natal almost. It means natal almost, even with all the progress in science, he'll still be natal almost. He'll still be natal almost. So that's why the Rambam, now we can understand, the Rambam's washing perikut. One second. Then the hay sif al treif is in the cloud. She calls here al behemo le chayo le leif. Chutz meilu shemono chachmediris al shenim. Vizkim alem bi botidini Yisrael. Efshar shetichye. So in other words, if, let's say, something is not mentioned by the chachomi, es treife, so then, even if all the doctors say that, let's say, cancer, behemo is cancer, terminal cancer, it's not treif, it's misukenis, but not treif. But there is a aloche, according to the Rambam, there is a aloche of natal omus. There are two alochas of treif. One is natal omus. One is aloche l'mishisai. All right, cancer is not one of the makis that is mentioned by aloche l'mishisai. But let it be treif, because, like drusa, because natal omus, the answer is not natal omus. She is natal omus because doctors don't know enough. But let's say there'll be a time when terminal cancer will be cured, so it's not natal almost. So the Gavir Taylor depends upon the facts. Will it be cured or not? Not whether it's bekeach to be cured. So of what avail is the fact that it's bekeach to be cured, but doctors don't know it? So some mail is a gavak tailor, he's an etalomus. Mashinkinly gavi the isa of trusa of netalomus, that means in etalomus that there couldn't be a cure. Couldn't be a cure. Some mele, and so then some mele nitlach elyein, the Rambam said, knew through medicine that it's impossible for the behemoth to live because if the lungs are exposed, so then it will not be able to breathe properly for a long time. So it's natal almost. But then ein lonu lehesiv al mashemono chachomim. So the Rambam here, when he says ein lonu lehesiv, so he argues to the doctors because they are contrary to the Gemara, to the Mishnah. But as far as Nitlach Elyon, it's not contrary to the Chazal, because the Mishnah implies by emphasizing Nitlach Atachtin is Kshero, so that means that Nitlach Elyon is not Kshero. Anyway, so this is the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. The other Mishnah Mazle, some Mele, there is other Mishnah Mazle, some Mele is so Trifo is Chayo. Why? So Tesvis says the Kashe. So why does the Gemore, why do the Rabbonim ask against Rabbi Yude, who says that against Rabbi Yude? Rabbi Yisi b'Rabbi Yude, Rabbi Hod Omar, mi u koshe, di b'shom Rabbi Hod Omar, Rabbi Yisi b'Rabbi Yude, ni kva amor trefo, makshto Rabbono miyev, so Rabbi Yisi b'Rabbi Yude says, Maise Nisim. Why do you have to say Maise Nisim? Even without Maise Nisim, Odo Misle Mazle. The answer is, it doesn't mean Odo Misle Mazle, that the laws of nature work differently, ligabe Odom, than ligabe Behemo. Of course, that everybody knows. The laws of nature work the same way. But other Misli Mazle, let's say, Nikvore. So, doctor say, can live. How can live? Through certain antibiotics, through surgery, for this. So, other Misli Mazle, whether Mazle means in the sense of intelligence, or Mazle means in the sense of Ashgohepotis, Malach, you know, so the Ashgohepotis manipulates. Let's say that if somebody has an infection in the lungs, that he should coincidentally happen to eat moldy food, so be cured. Because of the Misle Masle. But by EF, it's not mentioned that there was any therapy administered to EF, and still he lived. That's why the Rabbonon is kashe against Rabbi Yisrael. I'll tell you, I'm sorry, but I'll miss the plane, so I have to finish it now. Okay. Once is there a minyan order, that every species should be preserved. But the Rebbeinu Shalom, it does not care that every member of a certain species of an insect should live, so and so. Human beings, so every human being, Jew or non-Jew, so there is Ashkoch Hepotis over him, not only over the mean. Like Abi Behemer, so it's only over the mean.
That's the number.
Rambam, yeah, the Rambam.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I have the right to mention the Rambam, yeah. You know.
Now, the Nitzim learns in the Rambam.
You have a right to mention Vashemtev, yeah. Shite, and even to agree with Vashemtev, but I certainly have a right to mention the Rambam and agree with the Rambam. That you must grant.
Yeah. The way the Netziv learns in the Rambam, that it's two dinim. So all the trefs of Dan, Hanak, Nefesh, they all fall in the category of Halacha Mishim Sinem itself, like Drusa. And what's the second way? One is Halacha Mishim Sinem that Drusa, and the full of all of them.
Certain markers have given Shem trefs in the bay. Whether it can live or it can't live.
Halacha Mishim
Sinem.
So when do we follow the doctors that they say that here it can't live?
He has no bearing, what doctors say in regard to Trefes and Behemah, has no bearing whatsoever. None whatsoever.
So what's the second din in Trefes?
Second din in Trefes is, one din is Natal Omus. But Natal Omus is like to say is not like Natalomus by Gavak Tele by Odom. There it means Natalomus Bimtsias. But Natalomus by Druse means because no has to show in our country. There is no possibility of a cure. Let's say when a lion is there as a behemoth and breaks it completely, you know.
So you don't need a lachlan
for
that.
Without there is a lachlan shemesina also, but you don't have to resort to. Druse is he mentioned.
I know, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, because so it's studying him. So he stood in him. What is why is one says or the other?
It's either Mitzias is going to die, and that's.
No, for example, if there will be Mitzias, there will be Nishtana Ateva so much that, let's say, if Limeisa Mashiach, it will be Nishtana Ateva, that a Druse could live a normal span of life, it will still be awesome Zantrefe because Allah HaMish Mishinai is. But we don't have to resort to the Allah HaMish Mishinai. It's because of Natal Omus. But Natal Omus there means that it's Natal Omus and there is no possibility of a cure. Even on a theoretical level, Masha Inkin Gavak Gavak Tele, whether on a theoretical level there is a possibility of a cure or not, doesn't matter. Whether on a Bimtzias, it can be cured or not. So when somebody had tuberculosis, 60 years ago, so he was a treifer. He was part of Mrs. Besna. Today, if somebody kills a tuberculosis person, he'll be hired Mise. He's not a treifer because he can live.
How come the translation for treifer by Nodim is different than the literal translation of treifer by Chayev?
I mean, what's the kasha? Treifer is treifer. I mean, treifers that are grounded in Lachon Shmissinai. Even though he can live, but it indicates a certain diminution in the person's organism. He's not, you know, somebody who has a perforated lung is not, you know, the healthiest person in the world.
So why?
Even according to the doctors today.
In Halacha Yudbeis, the Rambam says that the doctors must be wrong. Because Efshar Shetichya, so why does he say that the doctors must be wrong? In other words, if there's a halacha Moshe Misinai, so why do we have to say that it's just a halacha? Even if the doctors are right, it doesn't make a difference. In Halacha Yudbeis, Rambam's Mashma, that since we were Mikayim, Iskimu, Alein, Bevati, Dina Yisrael, Efshar Shetichya, so Mele, it must be that even though the doctors say.
No, because we know that the doctors are wrong. Suppose the doctors say, Nitlakle is a very good example. All the doctors will say, if both kidneys are removed from Beheime, forget about it, it cannot live. All right, you'll administer hydrolysis, but how long can it live, you know, without kidneys? Can live, at most, they'll say, the doctors, a few months, half a year, I mean, at most. So the Beheime doesn't come with life. Because the Mishnah says beferesh nitlo hakloyis ksheo. So then you ask. Lois is not in the list of the Halacha Mishmi Sinai, but let it be treife because of Natal Amos. So it's a raya from that Mishneh that it's not Natal Amos. But the doctors say that it is Natal Amos. It is Natal Amos. So Mimele, doctors are wrong. Because if the doctors would be right, then the Mishneh wouldn't say this is Ksheo.
It would be
a but in the case of Nikvo Reye, so the doctors, the Mishnah says that it's treife. Doctors say, but can live. All you have to do is to give her an antibiotic penicillin injection. And then the pain will be all right.
What's the case?
A hole in the lung?
A perforated lung, yeah. So all you have to do, the doctors will say, give an antibiotic injection, penicillin injection, and it'll be cured. So the answer is true. It'll be cured. But there is halacha mishum sinai that this makom makes our treif. But the Gemara says treif in a chayo, and the doctor say that with the penicillin injection it can live. No, there is no stira between what the doctor says and what the Gemara says. So the Tzif says, according to the Rambam, when treifa in a chayo, it means not like the Rashba. The Rashba says treifa in a chayo, even with sami, even with medical therapy, it still cannot live. But according to the Rambam, treifa in a chayo, that's a statistical fact. So it means, If no therapy is administered, then it cannot live. But with therapy, it can live. So, the nafkamina is, if we have a suffix, whether the lung is perforated or not, you know, we have a sirchem, so we have a suffix, whether it's perforated or not. So we put her in a certain room, a certain place, and we feed her and everything, and then we watch, we observe whether it survives for 12 months or not. Since we're not giving her any therapy, but why aren't we cheshish if it survived? Maybe because somehow the behemoth bumped on moldy food, because behemoth less than masle, so there is no ashgacha protis on the behemoth. So why should we conjure up such a strange occurrence that the behemoth bumped on moldy food? But odom isle masle, there is ashgacha protis, there is a malach who watches over him. Some mele, even without a doctor coming, but by himself, it's by chance, but it's not by chance, it's because of Ashkocha Potish. It will appear as if it's by chance. So he'll bump on a certain, as the chief says, certain herbs. You know, he was speaking about herbs. Chinese medicine also speaks about herbs, you know. But what's the difference? Herbs or drugs? What's the difference? What are drugs? Western medicine drugs? That's also herbs. I mean, they call it by another name. And the Chinese doctors say that, on the contrary, the herbs are even better, more effective than the drugs, because the drugs are based upon a certain extract from herbs. And sometimes when you take out an extract from the herb, so that it loses its therapeutic value. I mean, it's another question. So, Odom Misli Masle, so Vashkocha Potis, he can be cured. How will he be cured? Not against the laws of nature. That today doesn't happen. That was in Bisman Amidbar, so that was the usual thing. So he got none from heaven. But today it doesn't happen. But Vashkocha Potis operates within the framework of nature.
That's what
they're going to tell us. Yeah, so Mel is no kashe from Eev, because in Eev it's not mentioned that Eev had that Minashomayim, it was manipulated that Eev should get a certain therapy. It means nothing was done, he didn't get any therapy, and he still lived, so it was bedarchness.
Why here does Rashi say the second pshat of Islay Masla in the Dibra Maskel of Ksiv Kiyikach? But why does he not...
What Kiyikach? Kiyikach.
Kiyikach. Then he says pshat. First he says Islay Masla das, and he says Kiyikach, and then he says pshat in that, and then he says Islay, going back again to Islay Masla. Why doesn't he say in the same Dibra Maskel of Islay Masla, Sheshlay das Nishmaskofer, and then... Lishna
Achrina,
Islay
Masla.
Lishna Achrina doesn't seem to explain anything other than Islay
Masla. No, that's what's strange, Lishna Achrina. Islay Masla. So what is Masla?
No, besides that, I'm saying, why isn't it in the next Dibra Masla? Why isn't it together?
Here, this Lishna Achrina would belong perfectly right there. Before
okay, all right. You will find it many times in Rashi. But at the end, he mentions another chapter.
Why
I don't know, you find it many times. I don't know. You find it many times. When a chayim zayin elab b'schus etalim milse el mazol etalim milse. It doesn't mean chas v'sholem. You know, mazol et istaus. Chas v'sholem, according to the Rambam, it's a nisa d'raisa to say that it's determined by the stars. Chas v'sholem, that's superstition. Mazol means hidden. Why is the Russian Mazel used? Because we don't know them, the stars, can we? We just see, you know, a little dot, but do we know the stars? It's really hidden. So anything that is hidden, we don't know it well, so it's called Mazel. In other words, so what it means, you see certain people that who are prosperous and they have good health and they are overtaken by all kinds of good things in life, and certain people, the Gemara mentions Rabbi and Rav Yosef, so Kavai Tzadikim Murim Habe. And one was overtaken by all the good things, by prosperity and health, and no tragedies, and the other one was overtaken. So, love is lost, and we'll see, you can't attribute it. Well, he's a bigger tzaddik, but the other one, you can't attribute it. Why? But everything has a chayvi. But that doesn't mean that we know the chayvi. But mazole tells, but it doesn't mean mazole has nothing to do with no chayvi. There is a chayvi, but it is so awesome. We don't know. Mazel means it. Mazel Yisrael, so there it means that a person, even when it appears that he's not destined to have good health and all that, so he should believe, he should overpower his mazel. In other words, so kisoriso in elikim manoshim batucho. So in elikim, Munkar says, before God, the manoshim against people, we have to fight. That's it. But we don't understand. So mazel means we don't understand. It doesn't mean there is no reason. There is a reason, but we don't know the reason. Mazel means it.
So Matur Nisa is within nature.
That's within nature. That's what the Tarsus Fellow says. That's it. Gematria. Shindaladu. Because Mishabit Malachis Atech. Or Shom Aleilam Dan. So the Shem of Shindaladu indicates the laws of nature. In other words, there is a principle of causation, I mean. Mishadit Machat Teva means that he operates. After that message, says, no, he's done it in here. So, in other words, Mishadit Machat Teva, in other words, it means that he operates. He operates. We can overcome by the laws of nature have certain dangers, and they have in them a way how to overcome the danger. So that's why he's in Shadit Machas Atev. That's what Ibn Ezra says. And Yom Alelom Dai, in other words, there's a principle of causation. And there is law. There is law. I mean, it's not just like this. There is law. So that's how the Tiferes Yisrael explains it. I don't remember in which psicha the Tiferes Yisrael, I don't remember.
How would this fit in with what it says that Matat is Yeshev Akesher Ksari Mitvilei Sem Shal Yisrael?
Oh, it's also because the Hashgachat Protis manipulates, you know.
So Tefillah...
Fulikir Sateva, I mean. Even today, I mean, what goes on, people don't look at it, you see, but the way Yosef Glemp, the Sinai Yisrael, the way he spoke, he acted very stupidly. Very stupidly, besides everything else. So it was an Indian of Vaychazik Hadishemez Riftar, you see. But the Chachomim, the Reform rabbis, so now they are already killing Mishtachvim, I mean, and then the Reform rabbis are already raising money to subsidize the movement of the nuns into another convent. Already killing Mishtachvim. To the Pope. The Pope is already a tzaddik. For a short time, he was not the Lamed Vov, but now he's again the Lamed Vov, the Pope. And Rabbi Mark Tenenbaum even blamed the Jewish leaders. They were too much in a rush to criticize the Catholic Church because they didn't give the Catholic Church enough time to do it. that's Rabbi Mark Tenenbaum, the Jewish leader.
It's achdus between them, before him and...
That's right. For a short, the reception that he's giving for Cardinal Joseph Wendt, and it had an effect. But now already again, the flirtation with the church. When do we say Muid Lodom Lab Muid Behemo if all the three Nigihas took place in the world? So he's not a Muid Behemo. But Noga Chodom Sheva Chameir, in other words, the three meaning, and one, and Odom is one of them, so then is in Muid Lchol Behemo. Avol Nogach, so. So then, even though l'chol beim avimut. All right, this one teretz, and the second teretz is Rabbi Nachem that muid lodom means if he was muid for everything, and then he was chizam behemo. So, but he was not chizam from odom. So he's considered still a muet, even for behemo, even though he showed that he was chizav from behemo. But if he was muet lo odom lo behemo, and then there was chazorah from odom, so then he's lo yav muet lo odom lechazorah. But Rashi explains it differently altogether. Rashi explains that muid l'odom is have muid l'behemo, and muid l'behemo lo have muid l'odom. It means ligabe the chiyuv keiva, because it's separate parshas. The parsha that says that the shira muid is chayv nezek sholem, and the parsha that says that the shira muid the bail in peis keiva, both depend upon muid, but in regard to Nedek Sholem, so the fact that he becomes habitual for the Sheir is one element, but that is not all. In other words, even when he becomes natural for the Sheir to go, that it does not necessarily mean that the owner has to pay Nedek Sholem, because there are many situations where it's already a natural act, machnas habit, because hergel naseteva, but the owner doesn't have to pay any shalom. So many such situations. For example, so we saw in the Gemara Daf Chav Gimel on the base. Eizel tam bezel muet. Muet kol shiru b'shlish yomim. V'tam b'shiyalza b'shlish yomim. Dir Rav Yudhe. Chav meyoy ma mei shiru b'shlish yomim. Ibn not in 3 days. 3 negichas. V'tam kol shata negis misham shem benigich. My time in the Yudhe on Rabbi. Tmeil chad mitmeil trei. Shul shem trote. Lo yishmerenu bolov asu negichan revis. Rov omar. Tmeil mitmeil chad shul shem trei shvereno yid nachay. So, Tesis says, Pir bikuntra bifir shosheno, deli rovi bipam gimul chayv nezek sholem. So, according to Rove, so pam resheno is chayv nezek sholem. Pam gimul, I mean, the third time. He is chayv nezek sholem in the third time. צורך לימא ופרושי דהודי הרום לקרמון דהוס גימול סעדי וחד יימא אמן דמול יהודי תירא יד משלם בין השולם אף על פשוט לא התחילו ואיני נראה דהוד בולקסי. Anyway, so תאיסי סוג'קס רשי פשט ורשי רץ מחוזר בי משום דבריז נרויץ. According to the first פשט מרשי, there's a big חידש that according to Rove, he's chayv nezek sholem for the third time. That's very strange. After all, he has, in order to habituate itself on Negiche, he has to make 3 Negiches. So the third time, he only had made 2 Negiches. So it's not Teva. So how he, why is it Chayev? Why is it Chayev? So, this is Kasha, all right, but this is Rashi Shita. Then Rashi asks me Chosabe. Mishun Berish Cheskes Abatim, Koma Stoma Di Gemore, Im Asher Amei Edat Nigiche, Dalet Lem Chayev, Upirish Mashmosh Deresh Nekvenai. So Rashi in second Pshat says that there is no Machlekes between Rav and Abai. It's only the way we deduce the Psukim, but there is no Machlekes. והרב רפז עשריל פירש די כבנאי את לבאי דור שליש מהן לנגיח את דלת לא נשאל נקשולם עד עם דלת להשמרנו הווי עם דלת דום ילית מלשיל שם אבל רוב אלקסית נגיח את דלת אפילו כנוקר דלת בגימו לישחי so in other words according to הרב רפז עשריל according to הבאי על ליבד רב יהודה so Even if the Sheir got 3 times on 3 days, Bishleime, if he got 3 times on 1 day, so then you can say, according to Rabbi Yude, it's not Nasa Teva, because if all the 3 Negiches are made on day, so it's a mood, it's a special mood. But on 3 days, so he's already habituated itself, and it's held on Nasa Teva. So still, according to Abaye, according to Rabbi Nazril Pshat, if the fourth Negicha takes place on the third day, let's say in the afternoon, he's still not Chayim Lishlom. But only, it takes place on the third day in the afternoon, he's still not Chayim. Only if it takes place the next day. As far as naturalness of going is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. Once it established the habit, so it's a natural act. So still he's not Chayim Lishlom. So we see that in regard to the din nezek shalom by muet, so becoming a natural act is one of the prerequisites in becoming muet. But there is a whole process of adoy. Masheinke ligabe chiv keifer. All there is it has to be a natural act. V'horai, because by keifer there is no aloche dafke by keret. By tashlumim too. Regel is chayef, Shem is chayef, and Kern is chayef. But Regel is chayef on the score of Regel, Shem is chayef on the score of Shem. And Kern has to be chayef on the score of Kern. Masha'in kili gabi keifer, so Sheir Tam, if he kills a human being, so there is no keifer. But if the Sheir kills the Regel with the Shem, there is a chayef keifer. So it's not the Alochem Shiyemes by Kern. As far as Kiva is concerned, there is no such Shem as Keren. A Chiv of Sheir. No 3 of us. Some Mele, but Tam not. Why? Because Tam is Mishune. So all that is necessary, Ligabi Chiv Kefer, it should not be Mishune. It should not be Mishune. Masheinke Ligabi Tashlumi. That's one of the prerequisites in Adoy. There are many prerequisites in order to be become a Shemuel. But it's a whole process. So Mele, the Rashi Shiti is, two Rafopes says, Muad Lu Odom Lavi Muad Lu Heimo. Not that if he's accustomed itself to gore a human being 3 times, it does not mean it's natural for the Shea to gore a Shea, a Behemoth. Then it is a natural. But, so it's a natural. How about the fourth time on the third day, according to Abai, it's a natural act, but still in Muad it isn't. So, here too, in order to become a Muad, there must be a Negiche of 3 Behemis. But if there is a Negiche, then is a Muad Ligabe Behemis. But if it's a Negiche of 3 Odom, it's 3 people, so then he's not in Muad Galveim, but in natural act it is. So, but here the Gemara is reference to the Chiyuv Kefer, so that's why the Gemara says, Muad Li Odom, Ami Muad Li Beimo, Lo Yave Muad Li Odom. That means if the sheir already killed three behemoths and then he killed the human being, so the owner doesn't have to pay kefir. And muad lebeima v'muad le emuad lodam muad lebeima is not chayach legabe kefir, but it means because what the Gemara means umuad lodam v'muad kefir is not chayach. He doesn't have enough kemir legabe kefir. There is no chiyuv kefir for killing a behemo, but what it means is muad leodom. If he killed three human beings, then it's a natural act to kill a behemo. But it's non afkemine, because as far as Nezek Shalom is concerned, the fact that it's a natural act is not enough. There has to be a process of adoy. And as far as kefir, it's not shayach. I mean, there couldn't be a chiyuv kefir for killing a behemo anyway. But what the Gemara means, umuid lo navid behemo, that havmud behemo, it's a natural act, it's not mishun. But there was no afkemine, yes mishun, not mishun. But the fact is that it's a natural act. That's a pshat. Now, as far as Rashi's first pshat is concerned, that according to Rove, so bipam gimul is chayev, so the kashi is, how can it be chayev? Pam gimul yeh, he hasn't accustomed himself, so it's still not a natural act. Is there any more yivomes, no? Yeah, okay, I think a case between Rebbe and Roshim Gamliel, I'm going to tell you, cool, whether two times is a chasoki or three times is a chasoki. It's not coming, Ligabi many in your name. Let's say Ligabi Mil. Let's say if in a certain family, two children died Machmas Mil. So according to Rebbe, the two times is a chasoki, so the third child, your mother will not mark. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, only three children died in a certain family. But if two children died in a certain family, so then you cannot say it doesn't have to be more the third child, because two times not chazok. And with my community is Gabi Katlanis, there's aloche. If a woman had several husbands who died, so then not allowed to marry her because she is Katlanis. So yeah, according to Rabbi, that two times the chazoke, so if she had two husbands who died, so then she's not allowed to, marry her. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so it's negeli kam lekamalach. But how do we pass? So we pass the gabi nifoshes, we pass the kule. But the gabi surim, when I see the rice, we pass in the in other words, there is no psak b'tirasvav. So ligabi mile, so sofik nefashes lohok. So of course, if two children in a family died machmas mile, then we're not allowed to remal the child, unless we know that the condition is cured and so. So the Gemara says. In Yivomes, that's a modality on the days. Line from the end of the Omer, that's some other than this. Omer le Rav Yisef, b'rei de Rove le Rove, boi me im Rav Yisef, halochi ki Rebbe, that two times the chazoke. V'omer le, halochi ki Mosham Giel, v'omer le, achuchach, so he left, what is it? Achuchach, omer le, achuchach erbi, you are laughing at me, you are making fun at me. First you say halochi ki Rebbe, two times the chazoke. And then he say halacha from Gamliel three times chazak. How can it be? Dovi puch. Achuchach rabbi. Omalei. Omalei loy stomi upostloch. Nisuin umalkies kireb. Malkies that has to do it with kife. I mean, it's another aloch. Nisui is kirebe. Nisui means l'gabi katlonis. Vestes v'shira mu'ed kireb shim gamliel. So in other words, because l'gabi nisuin and malkies, in other words, if he was there, there's aloch of kings in l'kife. If he was there, and nisakores three times, let's say at chilef, and then he got malkies, and then there is and then after he got malkies three times, he again was either on the iser, on the isakores. So then he's a huzek to be an avarian in the iser kores through the malkies. So there we so he passed like Rebbe, he says, all right, vested the sheramuet krepshim gamliel. What it means, vested the sheramuet krepshim gamliel? The gabi vested, if a nishe established to see dam in a certain period, let's say every 25th day, every 26th day, so only if she established it a period three times, but suppose she established the period two times, so it's not considered a Veset Kavua, only a Veset Cheni Kavua. And Shiramuet, also Kavshim Gamliel. Now, so Bishleime Ligabe Vestes, we understand. Why Kavshim Gamliel? Because Vestes is Rabbon. Vestes is Rabbon, some Mele, we pass like Kavshim Gamliel. Likud. But Shiramuet, why is Shiramuet Kavshim Gamliel? So, is it also because it's a Sveike and Ameitzim Chavir Olvaraye? Or, so there's a Machlekes Rishenim. Some Rishenim say that Enoch and Ame, according to Rapshinim, but there's a few Rishenim, that according to Rebbe, he should be a Muet even after two times. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, only three times. But that's very difficult. It's very difficult because the whole sugya here in the Gemara in Berurah Kame is mashma. Begin by tmeil chad mitneil trei shil shem tlote vishmarenu bas megavish. So everybody is made that in the third negiche he's not chayv in the shal. Everybody is made. And only Rashi, according to the first pshat, so alive de rove. So Rove Alibe the Rabbi Yehuda, so is chayef in the third nigir. But most Rishenim say no. Insofar, you see, most Rishenim say insofar Vestes are concerned, so it really has to do with the Machlekes Rebbe and Rishim Gamliel. But since Vestes is Drabanon, so Mimele we are paskly kule. Sveiket Rabbanon Likud, and we rely on the shite of Rav Shimon Gamliel that when is a chazok established only three riyas. There are some rishonim who say, but as far as Shiramuel is concerned, there is one shite rishonim, which is a very difficult shite, that says that it's also Tolu in the Machlekes Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Enoch Name according to Rebbe, so he should be mechuyev in Nezek, he should be mechuyev in Nezek Sholim by the third Nikiche, but since it's a question of Momin, so Sofik Momin is the Hoku, and according to Shimon Gamliel, it couldn't establish a Chazoke in less than three times, some mele, but that's Ishitas Yacht. Most Rishenim say that as far as Shiramuel is concerned, so even Rebbe will be made that he doesn't pay in Ezek Sholem by the third Megich. He doesn't pay. Why? Most Rishenim say that. Why? Very simple. Because we see that in order to be chayav in nezek sholem, so the fact that it's a natural act is only one element in the process of adoy. But there are other halachas of adoy. For example, according to Rabbi Nezriel, so according to Rashi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yude, so he's not chayev for the fourth negiche if the fourth negiche takes place on the third day. He was negiach Sunday morning, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, and then Tuesday afternoon, he's negiach fourth time, he's not chayev. Only Wednesday morning, but difference make as far as the natural. So there's not a halacha, there is a process of adoy. It doesn't become a muet. Becoming a natural act, becoming habituated to going, is one of the prerequisites in becoming a muet. But it's not the only thing. Some mele, that's why we pass like Rishim Gamliel, according to most Rishonim, Ligabe Shiramuet, the Pascha Shiramuet, not as according to Rebbe, so he should be chayav as a Nezek Sholem on the third Negiche. Because, true, even according to Rebbe, that Chazoki is two times, but so it's a natural act, but there is the halachas of Muet, we learn out from the Pesachim, Mitmeil Shilshem. So it has nothing to do. Masha'im came, according to this Rashi, here, Novakam, that as far as the Chi of Kefa is concerned, then there is no aloha of process of Adoy. It has to be a natural act. And because there is no special Chi of Karen, special Chi of Freyr, there's a Chi of Shea. So everything is Shea. But time is not natural. Some mele, legabi keifer, according to Rebbe, he'll be mechuyev keifer in the third negich. Because there it's only a question whether it's natural or not natural. And only legabi nezik sholem saf, even according to Rebbe, he will not be chayim in the sholem for third negich. Because legabi nezik sholem, there is a process of adoy. That's a portion. There's that way. Now, but the Gabi Vestes, so we say also, Kreb Shim Gamli. Here we really have a machlokes Hashem. Hashem are divided. As far as what the Gemara says, the Gabi Shiram, with Kreb Shim Gamli, so except for a few Rishenim, all Rishenim say it has nothing to do with the machlokes Rebbe Kreb Shim Gamli. Because it's another Allah. Because they are. Chazoki itself is not enough. Chazoki can only mean that it's a natural act, but there is a process of adoy. But as far as Vestes Kirav Shin Gamliel is concerned, there is a machlokes Hashem. Rishonim are divided. Many Rishonim explain it on the basis because Vestes is the Rabbanon. Some mele is likul. But in Chaname, according to Rabbi himself would pass that two years establishes the rest. But we don't pass like Rebbe, we even pass like Rishim Gamliel in the Gartelist. And the Arishenim would say, no, even Rebbe himself would say that when did it become a Veset Kavua? Only after 3 years, not after 2 years. What's the pshat? I think the pshat is very simple. You see, chazoke, let's say, ligabe, mile. So the Gemara says, it's tolu. Machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. According to Rebbe, if in a family, two children died, machmas mile, so then it's a sakonis nefoshes, you're not allowed to be mal, a third child in that family. Not only in the immediate family of the same parents, even let's say in the cousins and so on, not allowed. And according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if two children died in a certain family, machmas mile, we are still mechuyev to be mal. But if three children died in a certain family, then not. So there, it's not a question of habit. Habit, harvon as a teva. In other words, when a child dies from mil machmas mile, what is it? It means hemophilia. No. Hemophilia, you know, that means the child has hemophilia. So hemophilia has to do with heredity. So in other words, if we see three children in a certain family died machmas mile, it means it's a raya that hemophilia is motzu in that family. Is motzu in that family. It's not a question of habit. How can habit be shayach? Habit is shayach in the same person. But how can habit have an effect of another person? I mean, just because one child, a cousin, two cousins, or three cousins, or five cousins died, so it establishes a habit in the fifth cousin. It's not shayach. So it's a question of raya or katlanis. So katlanis is not, katlanis you could explain habit. You could, but it's not that way. In other words, you could explain katlanis on the basis of her. She accustomed herself to kill husbands. To kill husbands. So, but it's not that way. It's not. In other words, it doesn't mean, when you say katlanis, it doesn't mean chas v'sholem. She's a terrible woman, chas v'sholem. She might be the biggest sitkonis. Chas v'sholem. She might be the biggest sitkonis, but somehow, there is something that doesn't match. It doesn't match. I think, certainly according to the Rambam, it's psychosomatic. Because there's machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh it is, suppose someone married the Katlanis. Let's say she had three husbands who died. There are many kulas by Katlanis, in other words. In other words, if we know that three husbands died because they were killed in the Holocaust. So then it's not child say Katlanis, so no. If we know that because there was an epidemic, I mean, it's not child to say Katlanis. In other words, or if we know, I mean, whatever the reason is, because of cancer, so also that children is not child Katlanis. When we apply the law of Katlanis, we don't know why they died. Just like that. Then we apply the law of Katlanis. But if we know that a woman was married to one man and he died from cancer. She was married from second man and he died from cancer. She was married a third man and died from cancer. So then a fourth man who took all the tests, he doesn't have cancer, why shouldn't he be allowed to marry that woman? I mean, that's true. I mean, it's common sense. So when they apply the law of Katlani, if we don't know why they died. So the Rosh Hiti is that Nisus states it's a kind of sephoshis. Chmira is a kind of Nisus. The Rambam Hiti is not allowed to marry, but if he married her, he doesn't have to divorce. He doesn't have to divorce. So there's a Chubis Rambam, they asked him, why did he say Chmira is a kind of Nisus? So the Rambam Shuvi is, it's not a real sakone, it's only sakone biderech hanichush. What does it mean biderech hanichush? What does it mean biderech hanichush? Derech hanichush means, I think, derech hanichush means if it is psychosomatic. You know, there is such a thing as psychosomatic. Psychosomatic. So in other words, if it's psychosomatic, then it depends upon the subjective attitude of the person. If a person is afraid, then there is a psychomatic effect. If he's not afraid, he doesn't have psychosomatic effect. So Mele sins, that's what Rambam means, biderech hanichush. As a matter of fact, you know, doctors talk today, it's a new Indian. I mean, there is no real explanation for it. There is such a thing as a placebo effect. Placebo effect. What is the placebo effect? Now neurologists have been giving all kinds of theories. It has to do with the thalamus, the stimulus, and the thalamus. So placebo means that if you give he give, let's say, a vitamin to a certain sick person who needs a penicillin tablet, and you tell the person, you lie to him, you tell him, this is penicillin, and he believes you 100%, so he can be cured as if it had been true. How is it, I mean? So it's a puzzle, but there is such a thing as a placebo effect. I think that according to the Rambam, when the Rambam says B'derech HaNichush, it means by way of placebo. I'll tell you why. You have a Gemara Yume with the Pirush HaMishneh. Yume Suke, I mean, this Gemara should be on every table before Rosh Hashanah. With Pirush HaMishneh, because some Gemaras don't have the Pirush HaMishneh. Now, one second, maybe it's here. This is home, and this is. This is the dog.
This is
the mother of the
person.
The fact that Yevomes is doesn't matter, but what I do disapprove is that the Orthodox people, I mean, and even art school, I think, so they have in the Tanakh, so they have Melochim together with the Rayon. This is a terrible thing, because this is a Christian concept, you know. It's against Chazal, against the Masere. Melochim is Nevin, and the Rayon is Nevin. He's Ksuvim. So how do you have it? So why do you have it? I mean, no one says a thing. All the Kanoim who exercise Kanoim against everything in the world, I mean, and against this, they don't say a thing. This doesn't matter. You can have it that way. It's hard to buy a Tanakh where the Seder is according to Masir. It's hard to buy. It's not so simple. Not so simple. Now it's a little better. But 10 years ago it was mamish, very difficult.
Why did they do that? Why did they put it together?
Because they don't know the Gemara and Baruch Basra. That's the reason. Yakov Kamenetsky really spoke out against that. Pegimol in Yume, the Mishnah. Misha also Bumes. Bumes means the person is overtaken all of a sudden by a certain fit that he must take something. And Nishtan Ponov becomes pale and he's on the verge of fainting, but he has to have drink something or such a temptation, I mean, that it affects the marrow of his face. So then, Misha also Bumes, Machil is afraid long pray, Ashirinov, until his face becomes clear and fresh. Because the concept of מי שנושך כלב שייטה, אם לדאוג, אם מאכיל לישי מחוץ הכובד שלו. אז מדופק, פסטר, סקובר. It's to do with it, but it's not mamish the same. In other words, the teeth, rabies, you know, so you get an injection. So what is the injection? That's the blood of the caliph shaitan, you see. The caliph shaitan. So here it says, here there is a machlekes between the Rabbonon, Reb Masih and Reb Masih ben Chorash. מי שעושה בול מאחים ספול בונטן השירים, מי שנושך כלב שאיתה, היא מאחיל ניסים חוסך ושולה. So to give him to eat from the liver of the כלב שאיתה. So he can do it, because the laws, the רב מסי בן חורש מטה, why is פיקח נפש? Now, that's not like an injection of the blood, because but it is similar to it.
But even when the Manasseh and Harsh, it doesn't help. It's just that it's he thinks
no.
It helps
no,
actually.
It helps. The possibility to help. Otherwise, how can we matter Isa because he thinks? That's what I'm coming to, placebo. If he doesn't help, so just because he thinks and he'll die. The same minute, not a minute later, so how can we? So because Kosova Raja says, oh, the FLP, Shenea Gimorefim before Zu, Enorefoig Mure, Lahateloi Isa Behemotme Alkach. Raja says, Hamasim Horoshimata, Kosova Refoig Mure. So you could say it's much more the flu, it's a question, Mitzias, Machlegas, Mitzias. Strange. How could there be a machlekes in mitzvahs? How could there be a machlekes in mitzvahs? Now, today, it has to be, you have to give an injection, I mean, not just to give him liver, that will not help. But there is a certain similarity. I asked a number of doctors, and I didn't get one answer. Some